We have elections coming up, but also very important is making sure that we have people ready and willing to run. And if we don't have people like you ready to sit on those boards, it means people like them will get it. We can't let that happen. I have a new motto, justice and unity. Many are called, but few want to be chosen. Like myself, I didn't want to be chosen, but I was. But I am glad that I was chosen to serve on the board and as the justice and unity slate. I'm going to bring up the next person, Bob Lederer. He's a strong anti-racist activist. He's strong in the gay and lesbian community in terms of activism, strong in terms of political prisoners, and I've had the chance to serve with him on the board, and I can tell you right now, unlike LeVon Williams, he stands up for issues. She doesn't.
Undo the coup, undo the coup, undo the coup. You know, the people that are now running Pacifica and WBAI on a totally top-down basis, they are trying to tell us there's been no coup. This is just the normal process with an elected local board, an elected national board, and they've decided that in the interest of the network, it's time to change management. Well, what I have to say is, if it looks like a coup and it smells like a coup, it's a coup. Let's remember what happened in 2000 and 2001, and let's compare to what's happening in 2009. In 2000, they changed the locks in the late one night. They changed the locks on the station, and they brought in their new imposed team. In 2009, they tried to change the locks on the transmitter. And the goal there was to control what goes out over the airwaves from the national office in California so that the local management, who they obviously didn't trust to do their bidding, could be kept in line and at a moment's notice, they could change the signal and decide exactly what they're going to put on the air. They weren't able to carry that out because the Empire State Building blocked them from doing that, but their intention and their means of and their method of going behind the back of the general manager, Tony Riddle, showed exactly what this was about. It was a power grab. So you had the lock changing once again. Then you have the imposition of a gag rule when some of the producers started going on the air and saying, what the hell is this lock changing about? This seems like a coup. This is really wrong. This is the opposite of what we should be doing here. Then they impose a rule. Now, this time, a lot of the things that they're doing, they have a little slicker edge to it. So they're trying to deceive people. So the last time they said, you can't discuss anything about Pacifica internally on the air at all, or you'll be removed from the air. This time, they put a legal spin on it, and they say, you can't discuss anything that would amount to libel or slander, and you can't discuss so-called confidential personnel matters. So let's look at what they're defining as libel and slander. If you go on the air, and these are actual examples that the interim executive director, Grace Aaron, put in her memo warning all of us who are programmers that if you do any of these things, if you engage in this behavior, you will be removed from the air. Okay, one of the quotes was from Bernard White going on the air on Wake Up Call and saying that Steve Brown has put out some of the most racist emails that you have ever seen. Okay, that was alleged to be libel. Now, that in my book and in any lawyer's book who looks at that, that's political opinion. And that's absolutely protected and anyone has the right to do that. But to her, that's libel. Another example was discussion of personnel matters. So you had several of us had gone on the air and said, let's look at what this new crew on the national board has done. They fired the chief financial officer, okay? So that was supposedly breaching the privacy of this person. Never mind the fact that a board member had actually stood up at a public meeting and said that they had terminated the chief financial officer. So this is public information that is now being claim falsely as private. Similarly, with the discussion about Tony Riddle being fired, Bernard White being fired, again, No, you can't discuss it. It's a private matter, all right? This is a word game that's being played by these folks, but it's a very serious game because the consequence is that people will be removed from the air and have been because they dare to speak out against this new coup regime. And then you have the removals. Again, very reminiscent of 2000, 2001. First, you have, of course, Tony Riddle being fired because, as Bernard White has said, he refused to fire Bernard White as he was ordered to do. Okay, that's number one. Then you have Bernard White suspended for allegedly not doing enough to improve programming, quote unquote, to bring in more listeners who would financially support the station. And then less than 10 days later into that suspension, he's fired outright and told that he cannot come to the station and his voice can no longer be heard on our airwaves. Again, very similar to the coup the last time. Then you have Io Harrington not even given any notice or reason for why she is just suddenly banned from the station completely. And then after that, Don DeBar taking off the news editor role at the morning in Wake Up Call, and now most recently Mimi Rosenberg being removed as the Wake Up Call host on Wednesday morning. Now, all this is about suppressing dissent. And again, very similar to last time, at the end of the last coup, there were 38 of us who had either been fired, suspended, banned, or resigned in protest on principle. And at the rate things are going, we may be headed in the same direction. And then the final effect of the coup last time is starting to happen here, and that's the effect on programming, which is the most important effect of all. And as you may know, they're talking about bringing in celebrities, talking about Chuck D and Rosie Perez and all these people who have an aspect of progressive politics, but they are not connected to communities. And most important, every person who's brought in who's new will displace people who are from the community, who are representing and giving a voice to activists. And just as Democracy Now!, as much as we all support that as an excellent program, by taking an hour out of Wake Up Call, it's an hour less for local grassroots communities to air their issues. So that's the programming agenda of this new group. It's about gentrifying the airwaves. It's about bringing in shows that they perceive will raise money and making money above the mission and above the political goals of WBAI, which has always been about empowering communities of struggle. So I just think we need to be clear and go out there and explain to people that while there is a very real financial crisis at the station, that these people are exploiting it, they're exaggerating it, they're telling lies about things like the station being on the verge of being evicted from this building, which it never was. They're not telling you that that General Manager Tony Riddle had a lot of plans in motion that were on the road to turning around the economic problems at this station, but he was constantly harassed, as he said publicly, in some of the most racist ways imaginable. He was constantly undermined, just as Bernard White had been harassed, racially stereotyped, and undermined for the past 7 years. Really, ever since we took back the station in 2002, there was a campaign to vilify and remove him, and finally they succeeded in that. Those are some of the factors that made it difficult to turn the station around financially, but there were plans in place. There was a lot of important initiatives. There were off-air benefit concerts. A lot of things were going to happen that we would have seen this turnaround financially start to happen. So don't let them confuse you into saying this was a necessary move to reverse the financial crisis. This was about political control and changing the ideological direction of programming. So once again, I want to say, let's undo the coup, and whose station? And let's all stand together and we can take back WBAI.